In the last legislative session, a bill to limit city annexations seemed on its way to passing the Senate. Then it was filibustered by Senator Jose Menendez, a San Antonio Democrat. No problem for supporters of the bill because it's one of the items in the current special session, and it already has passed the Senate. City annexations is an area of concern for many, especially for those who live in unincorporated areas outside of big cities. They run the risk of being annexed and being brought under the umbrella of the city government and its ordinances and property taxes. This is what faced the community of Von Army, just south of San Antonio. James McCandless wrote for the Texas Observer about how Von Army came up with a daring solution. They would incorporate, but in a very special way. McCandless's feature is called The Rise and Fall of the Freest Little City in Texas, How a Libertarian Experiment in City Government Fell Apart Over Taxes, Debt, and Some Very Angry People.
They believed that San Antonio was going to encroach and eventually swallow up their land by way of annexation. They had some basis in their fear because that was happening a lot. San Antonio was beginning to look south for land, and they wanted to get ahead of that and say that they could provide basic services to the people of the area at a much lower cost.
How are they going to do that?
They plan to do that by basically having a property tax in the beginning and then zeroing that out over time while attracting more businesses to maintain a sales tax and bring in enough revenue from that to fund their services.
Did that work?
Not at all. They had a very hard time attracting businesses at all because they have no connection to the sewer line for the area.
You didn't get big box stores.
Yeah, that's right. They were told by the San Antonio Water System that it would take upwards of $4 million to connect them to their sewer line. And they only had about $500,000, and they didn't want to take on any debt from a bond. So that was dead in the water.
So not taking on debt from the bond, that comes because debt is bad, according to the people who preach the doctrine of Liberty Cities. Now, this is what they promised Von Army would be, a Liberty City. So what is a Liberty City?
Liberty City is basically there are no taxes. There is little regulation as possible. So people are allowed to live as, quote unquote, freely as they want.
So if you wanted to pop fireworks,
yeah,
pop fireworks. If you wanted to put cars on blocks in your front yard, go for
no
it.
No one's going to stop you.
Nothing's going to stop you because it's free, free city, liberty. And who was the main preacher of Liberty City Gospel?
That was R. Martinez de Vara. At the time, in around 2006, 2007, he was a law student at St. Mary's University. And he... basically, through a series of town meetings, he convinced a lot of the town to embrace this utopian idea, basically.
So he told them, I got a deal for you. We can incorporate, we can avoid the city of San Antonio from gobbling us up, and we can take advantage of our sales tax and get rid of the property tax. Did that actually happen? Is there a property tax today in Von Army?
No, there wasn't a property. It was eliminated in 2015. It stands at zero. I think it was about 22 cents per $100 of value when they zeroed it out. And that's been gone for a couple of years now.
So it sounds like a success story. You know, they have no property taxes. They weren't annexed by the city of San Antonio.
It would be a success story if they had a police department, a fire department, an animal control department, or any city services.
I mean, do they need those things?
A lot of citizens believe they need those things, yeah.
But they're not paying taxes. So how can you expect to have those things if you're not going to pay a tax?
That's a good catch-22. That's a lot of citizens that think that they would do better if they had their own police department so that they wouldn't fear, you know, response time issues or anything like that. They could just...
Or the house is burning down. They have no one to call.
There are a lot of houses next to a very empty fire department that they wish they could start up again.
Is this is a social experiment, a political experiment that that we can learn from?
Well, Martinez de Vara himself called it a experimentation with democracy. And the results of born bear that just doesn't work. So it's worth to point out that he's gone on to form other Liberty Cities and other areas of Texas that have kept their property tax. So there is potential for it, but you need some tax base.
Right. There's one near Seguin. Was it Kingsbury?
Yeah, Kingsbury.
And they have a property tax, even though they started out with the vision of being a Liberty City?
I believe so. I believe so. They're fairly newer. I could point to Ivanhoe, a couple other places that have kept a property tax to fund their services.
Also, starting a city government brings in all this local politics, and that can be a huge headache in and of itself.
Yeah, and what it appeared to be is just sort of clashes between old families that spilled over into city politics that have lived there for generations. And that's basically where the lines were drawn on that.
So we had people infighting among the people who were elected to the city council. And Martinez de Vara, he was elected mayor, right?
Right.
Along with his mother? She was a city council person?
Yeah, she was a city council member for a long time, and she is the newly elected mayor. She was just elected in May.
And then they had other factions in the city that had a different vision for what to do with this Liberty City.
Right. There was a majority there were three members of the city council that thought that there should be at least some property tax as revenues were remaining stagnant and expenses kept rising. They thought it would be prudent to keep something.
And so these clashes became actually the police were called in.
Yeah. They held an illegal meeting of three councilwomen.
Because they formed a shadow government.
That's basically what you. That's a fun way of saying it. Yeah, that they were they briefly formed, held a meeting. The city attorney told them that their meeting was potentially illegal and their actions could be voided in a court. And that's exactly what happened. Martinez de Vara found out about it, got a court to nullify those actions.
And they would have these city council meetings in a bar?
Yeah, at first it was in a church. That was when they very first started back in 08. And then they moved into a bar, and then the bar owner kicked them out. And then they bought a mobile home, and that's where they hold their meetings now. That bar became a strip club that they are trying to get rid of right now, and that's just adding to their problems.
It's a strip club that's outside of the city of San Antonio's regulations, so it's able to go further than strip clubs that you would have.
Yes, that's their main point of advertising is that their dancers are all nude.
So Martinez de Vara also, in his pitch to becoming the freest little city in Texas, made a lot of promises about having an online city hall, that you wouldn't actually need a physical city hall because you could do it all online. So how's that going?
Well, the website's under construction right now and has been for a long time, so there's no place where you can get a permit online. You would have to go to that mobile home and ask the one staffer there for your permit to build anything or locate a business in town.
So it's really no online city hall. That didn't happen.
Right. That was just sort of a pipe dream that didn't really go anywhere.
They had an election just now. They could vote for city council representatives and mayors that could decide to change the way things are in Von Army and begin to put in a property taxes and begin to be able to borrow money and fix the streets and bring in the services of police and fire.
Their last election was basically a 50-50 split of about 200 people. Of a town about 1,300, that's not very many. A lot of people just don't care. If I talk to citizens in the diner or everywhere else, they seem to just not know about the troubles that were going on in the town. And
what would happen if their house caught fire? Did they know that they didn't have coverage?
I think they know that they don't have a local fire department, but they know that there is one sort of a mile or two away that they can rely on.
Okay, but they're fine with that. Well, you know, if this is what the people want, who are we to say whether it's good or bad?
I think the main current that I saw was that people just want to be left alone. I guess through whatever means, they won't really care if they live in a incorporated city or not. They just want to be left to their own devices.
James McCandless is a freelance writer living in San Antonio. His article is The Rise and Fall of the Freest Little City in Texas, How a Libertarian Experiment in City Government Fell Apart Over Taxes, Debt, and Some Very Angry People. It's the cover story for the current issue of the Texas Observer.